Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. This is our own very online devotion gathering. And once again, you are very welcome. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of God, where we get to take our devotion, where we get to sit and listen to what God has to tell us every single morning. So we come here with our questions. We come here with our burdens. We come here with all that we have weighing on our hearts, just waiting for God to lift them with His words. So I want to welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for our devotion, so I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. So if you are ready, let's go into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Wallace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We would not start the day until we thank the Most High for giving us another day. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the ninth day in the month of November 2024, and we have a topic before us that says, hold fast to your vision. Hold fast to your vision. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 28. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in one here is taken from John chapter 20 to chapter 21. John from chapter 20 to chapter 21. Our memory verse today is taken from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2, which says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 that says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24 to 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24 to 27. From 24 it says, do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it on into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be found disqualified. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says, that people perish without a vision. If a fellow has no vision or a future, he or she will live recklessly and will likely end up in ruins. In today's Bible reading, Paul said that he had an end goal, and that was why he always kept his body under control. When I see a fellow's lifestyle, I can tell if he or she has a vision or not. I recall a time in 1980s when I was about to conclude a 40-day fasting exercise, and a pastor visited my office. He met me lying on a mat because I was very weak from not eating for over a month. At this time, RCCG had an auditorium that was 100 by 50 meters. When he saw me in that state, he said, "Why are you fasting so much when you already have the biggest auditorium in Africa? What else are you looking for?" I ignored him because he could not see what I was seeing. To him, I had reached the height of success. However, I was seeing an auditorium that was as big as a city, and I needed to subdue my body to achieve my vision. Joseph saw the future, and that was why in Genesis chapter 39 from verse 1 to 12, when his master's wife asked him to lie with her, he said, "I cannot offend the one who gave me dreams about my future. I know where God is taking me, so I must practice restraint." Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says that Jesus endured the cross because of the joy that was set before him. The joy of seeing many souls being reconnected to God. Many of my relatives and friends thought I was crazy when I moved my family to the place that is now the Redemption City many years ago. They said, "How can you, a senior lecturer in a university that was living in a mansion, relocate to this jungle without electricity?" They were seeing a jungle, but I saw a city. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 8 to 10 says that Abraham was living in tents because he saw a city whose maker and builder is God. What have you seen about your future? How are you living your life today so you can achieve your dreams? If you really have a vision for your life, that vision should drive you to be awake while others are sleeping and keep going while others are giving up. Don't lose sight of your vision of the future. Keep your focus on God, the author and finisher of your faith. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Today's Open Heaven comes into a reflection that says, Does your lifestyle reflect that you have seen a great vision for your life? Does your lifestyle reflect that you have seen a great vision for your life? That's a question I want us to search our souls and find the answers. Thank you for staying tuned, and I hope you were blessed. If you were blessed, I also want you to be a blessing to somebody today. And how can you be a blessing to somebody? You can be that blessing by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Bless somebody. Remember, like I say on the show, you might just be saving a soul. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app, which is available on Play Store and Apple Store if you are yet to download it. Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. If you're looking for a channel that is dedicated to just the gospel and entertainment, Praise Palace Radio is your go-to radio station. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.